Good morning, good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today, because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement, and be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. Continue to thank God and give Him praise for this phenomenal life that we live. If you need those affirmations this morning, I believe I'm divinely guided, just like you're divinely guided. I believe I'll take the right path, just like you'll take the right path. And I believe God will make a way where there is no way. God is going to make a way in your life regardless of the situation. It's funny because the last couple of weeks I've been dealing with a couple of things, and I've been trying to figure out how to forgive in a situation and let things go. I have a tendency to kind of hold on to things that bother me and to think about them and to dwell on them, but to just let them go. And I've really, to be able to pray is a great thing, but to be able to recognize what's going on, be honest with myself about what's going on, and then choose to let it go and to forgive, that's a whole other ball game. You got to let things go in life. Obviously, I do. I don't know about you, but that's something that I'm just kind of going through. But God will open up even that door. Anything that you're working on in life, God will work with you on. He is there for you. And it's, if you need that help, pray about it. He'll open that door. This morning, I was reading in Romans chapter 10, and it has to do with the law and the difference between the law before and the law of faith that we have now. But if you go to Romans chapter 10, verse 1, it says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel," or them, "is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal," or they have a vehement passion, or they boil, or they seethe of God, "but not according to knowledge," or the epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with an object where you hear from him and you heed his advice. They were righteous, or they were religious. They were religious towards the law, but not according to the knowledge of God. Verse 3, "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God." You can follow every law you want to in the book, but that is not what makes you upright in God's eyes. It's faith, which we'll go over here in 2 seconds. Verse 4, "For Christ," or the Messiah, "is the end," or the fulfillment, or the completion of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth or has faith. The belief that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, which is in verse 9, is the end or the fulfillment of the law. You are no longer under law in this life. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are upright in God's eyes. There's nothing more you can do, but you can choose how you want to live your life. And that's the freedom that God gives you. That's why there's that verse, "Stand fast in the liberty," or the freedom to go where one wants. Stand fast in that liberty wherewith you were called, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage. That bondage is the servitude of the law. You are freed from that. If you jump down, well, verse 5, "For Moses describeth the righteousness which is out from the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them." When Moses came, the laws were set, you had to follow law. Verse 6, "But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, or who shall descend into the deep." Verse 8, "But what saith it?" What saith the righteousness which is out from faith? "The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." The word, the spoken word, is close to thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the specific words of the faith which we preach. Now, I love this because in the word, there's the word, which is that which is connected to the inner thoughts. It's the inner thoughts of God. And then there's the specific spoken words. This word is the specific spoken word. What are the specific spoken words of the faith? Verse 9, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be made sound or safe. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, once you confess that Jesus Christ, that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, period. There's nothing after that. It's over. It's sealed. That's why you sit in a place that's right next to God, next to Jesus Christ. That's why you have a spirit that now works in you. That's why you rest in conjunction with God. We have all these things. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, it's over. You don't have to condemn yourself about the things that you do. I mean, it's not going to be always great, and there are consequences of doing bad, not walking spiritually, walking carnally, but that does not change your position with God, and it's important because you cannot sit there and condemn yourself over and over and over and over again when your Creator doesn't. You are righteous. Stand like it. Walk like it. Be thankful for it. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Well, first and foremost, I thank you for your son and what he did for us, that we can live this way. I thank you for my family and just who they are and the life we live and where we're going. And I'm just very thankful for the people we work with, again, for the business you provided. I pray for that business, that you continually just build that foundation and let us grow on something that's stable. I thank you for your believers today, that you just take care of them, just show them you're with them. And I just ask for another beautiful day. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.